Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCameron. It is Eagles Radiothon Day 1. 2 days, today and tomorrow, until 5 o'clock tomorrow for you to get in to bid on all these awesome items up for bid. We've gone through a lot of them today. We'll continue to tell you them throughout the day. Plus, there'll be guests throughout the day today. Devontae Smith on with the midday show. Nick Sirianni going to be joining the afternoon show today. So a lot of awesome, awesome opportunities to bid on items. Of course, the multi-day auction presented by First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation offers the opportunity to bid on exclusive Eagles and 94 WIP experiences, fan packages, and autograph items. Again, all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds go to support the Eagles Autism Foundation mission to raise funds for innovative autism research and care programs. Amazing, amazing initiative. And again, 100% of what you bid on, of what you pay, goes to the charity. And it's our pleasure today, back to the phones in a little bit, but to have the CEO and president of First Trust in with us today, Tim Abel. Tim, how you doing, man? Thanks for coming in.
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what about
I got to say, John, I almost spit out my coffee this morning listening to your story about your sleep eating.
Right?
That was hysterical. You have a great show.
Have you dealt with the sleep eating also?
No, I actually thought you were talking about a dream until you all actually said you actually ate the freeze
pops. Tim, I'm with you. I'm like, I can't believe this is real.
I did not eat them last night. I had eaten...
Right.
It seemed like 10, up to 10, and now I'm not eating them. They're melting all over me.
Wow. Sounds like a messy situation.
Yes, it does. It does. Also, like pulling out scissors and opening them, it just feels like something we should get a handle on. I agree. All right. Well, Tim, we're really happy to have you in here. And obviously, what First Trust does with Eagles Autism Charity and Foundation, it is so great. Again, 100% of the proceeds to the charity. That is a really rare and unique thing. Tim, why is it so important for First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation to be a longstanding, longtime supporter of the Eagles Autism Foundation?
Well, James, first I want to start by thanking WIP for all that you're doing for the Eagles Autism Foundation. It really is a special organization. I think their work is very impactful. And that's why First Trust Bank and the Green Family Foundation are really honored to be, you know, a supporter of the Eagles Autism Foundation and the sponsor of the Radiothon. It's also personal. We have many employees and customers whose lives have been impacted by autism. And so we think it's really important for us to do that. It aligns with our mission of trying to make positive change in the community. And we had over 100 First Trusters participate in the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, it's a really fun day. People were walking, running, biking. I had a chance to, I've done the 50 miler for a few years with my son.
50 miler?
Well, fortunately, they lowered it to 30 this year. That was great. Yeah, and I got to say, Don Smolenski's, he's tough to keep up with. He's,
really?
He's a really good
that.
Biker.
I could see that.
Great.
Yeah. More like a mile, maybe, for me. 50, that's pretty impressive. 30 is impressive, too. And Radiothon, though, not just about raising money for the Eagles Autism Foundation, but also a way for the fans to bid on these amazing, unique, once-in-a-lifetime experiences with Eagles players, coaches, all that other stuff. How important is that to the ongoing success of everything?
Well, I think the ability for the fans to connect with these unique experiences is terrific. You had Ryan on earlier, Ryan Hammond here, who runs the Eagles Autism Foundation, she's amazing. She's so passionate.
Does an amazing job.
She really is incredible. And you heard her talking earlier about just the fact that you've been on the radio so far this morning has raised another $30,000.
Yeah.
And you're just getting started. So I think it's really important. And you got to be impressed with how much the executives and the players all really rally behind this cause, right? I think it's terrific.
I mean, Jason and Kylie Kelsey designed T-shirts for this. I mean,
can't wait to wear it.
Me too. And I mean, we're talking about everyone you would want to see or hear from, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Jeffrey Lurie or Howie Roseman or whoever. They're all involved. They're all
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It makes a difference to Jeffrey Lurie. Everyone respects and admires him so much.
And appreciates him.
Absolutely. Everyone pulls together. They're pulling in the same direction, on the same rope. And that's why this organization is the greatest organization going. They do it the right way.
Yeah, they really do. And again, I can't emphasize enough for all of the proceeds to go to 100% of it to go to the charity. That is a really unique thing and something you don't see that often. So really, really amazing stuff. Tim, I'm assuming also a pretty big Birds fan.
Yeah? Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So how you feeling? Excited, how you feeling about the season? What's on your mind with the Birds?
I'm excited for the season. I can't wait to see what the new coordinators are going to bring and Saquon and all the new players. I think they're going to have a great year. I hope you get back to New Orleans, James.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
In February.
Me too.
I can't wait for Monday Night Football with Nick Foles retiring. How exciting is that going to be?
Again, by the way, in case you missed that earlier, speaking of that night with Nick Foles, you could be there. You can hang out with Nick Foles that night, a meet and greet with the Eagles legend and three guests. So, you and three of your best friends, your family, whatever, can spend the night that Nick Foles is announcing his official retirement with the Eagles, honored and all that. Like, you get to be there for that. You get to be a part of that. That's the kind of thing that makes this so amazing and unique.
Have your own Philly special.
Look at that. You're just such a cool thing. And Tim, for First Trust and the Green Family Foundation to be so involved and so supportive and all that, it's really amazing. We all really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate what you're doing, and go Birds.
Go Birds. Love it. I want everyone who's ever on the show to say go Birds at the end. It makes me so happy. Tim, thank you so much. Ryan, awesome. And again, this is throughout the day, today and tomorrow. There are all kinds of awesome items for you to bid on. Again, like we just mentioned, Nick Foles at the Monday night game you can hang out with. We've talked about experiencing a day with Jalen Hurts, spending the day with him at the NovaCare Complex. That is one that we got to get the bid up. $3,500 as the current bid. That should be way more. Like, let's be honest. I said it before. If there's one person, human being, in any facet of life that I want to know more about and get to know, it's Jalen Hurts. And you have a unique opportunity to buy that today. And when you buy it, the money goes to charity. Like, this is a really, really, really neat opportunity among many others.
He is always my answer to, do you guys ever get, like, the fun questions at events, like, if you could spend the day
totally.
Or go to dinner, you know, with one current Philly athlete? For me, it's always Jalen Hurts because he's just...
I just want to know more.
Who he is. And so mysterious. Like, right. Like, he keeps a lot of his personal life and all that... Even his personality, close to his chest. So I would 100% sign. I want like half these prizes.
Me too. I want all of them. I'll give you one more and then we'll go back to the phones. One we haven't talked much about, we mentioned it with Ryan earlier, but a Philly special Christmas experience. Listen to this. A day in the fall or winter of 2024, you and up to five family members will take a holiday photo with Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, and yes, Eagles legend Jason Kelsey at the studio at the NovaCare Complex. The Philly Special 2024 Christmas album will be autographed by those three guys as well. And you get a tour of the NovaCare Complex, digital photos. Also, three awesome people you could just hang out with. It could just be hang out with Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, and Jordan Mailata, and it should go for more than the $9,200 of the current bid. But you get to actually do all the Christmas album stuff too, get that whole experience. Really, really cool stuff. Let's get that bidding up. Again, 100% of the proceeds or of the auction bid items go to charity. Coming up, and again, we'll remind you about some of the WIP items that we have on the board. Let's go back to the phones, talk to our guy, JB in Chestnut Hill. What up, Pots and Pants?
My man, Pots and Pants. How are you, pal? Glad to hear you in the end. Big chair guy.
Thanks, pal. Always fun. Always fun to hang out for a few days with these guys.
Hey, John, I got a question for you.
What do you got?
Do you know that owls don't have eyeballs?
What? What do you mean?
They don't. Their eyes are tubular shaped.
Oh,
and that's
oh so they're not. Okay.
Semantics.
So, yeah.
I like that.
So that's misleading.
They have eye tubes.
Correct. So that's why their necks can rotate up to 270 degrees because it's called a sclerotic ring that holds their eye in place.
Okay.
Can't roll their eyes.
I got a little question for you, JB. So sure. Here's what I want to know. Do you look these up every day so you have a fact for John, or is this all stuff that's just rattling around the back of your brain and you just pop out?
Yes, James, you can ask my buddies. I come up with the random stuff. It's stuff that I pick up along the way. Like, I could be talking to, you know, a guy on the corner, and he says, do you know where that air conditioner was invented? And I'd say, no. And they would tell me, and it just gets sucked into my vacuum
there
of a
brain. There you go. Look at that. Maybe you should use that vacuum of a brain for good, James. No, I'm kidding.
I do every day.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, what do you got on the birds, man?
I got on the birds. By the way, you can also, side note of Richie's face, I think we have a new term. Maybe it's resting Richie face.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah. I mean, I get reprimanded by my mother.
Really?
Still, I about to be 50.
Yeah.
My about mom has said to me, like, in the last year, Johnny, you're frowning again.
Right.
Yeah,
love that because most women get that. You know,
you'd
like,
look better if you smile.
Yeah, so I appreciate that your mom is giving you.
Yeah, I also like how whenever you bring up your mom, she clearly calls you Johnny.
She does
every time, like Johnny.
And she doesn't care. She doesn't care that I remind her, "Hey, mom, you know, like Johnny, that was 1981.
I love it.
That was 1979. Yeah.
She still sees you that way.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you got, JP?
You're wearing the husky pants.
You're right. The husky tough skins.
Oh, yeah.
Tough skins came in husky. I don't know if you guys remember that. You could get tough skins in husky size, and that was the only size I could fit into. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Appreciate it. So I think the linebacker, the comment by Howie is incredible, right?
About Nolan Smith you're talking about?
Yeah, it's interesting because it kind of can blow up in his face because it is an indictment on, like, I don't know, it makes you think, like, were Nolan Smith, were they just a linebacker's part of a great defense, right? So maybe that's kind of what Howie's saying. But at the same point, Howie drafted both the linebackers that are now falling back in the depth chart. It's an interesting statement, right? Because the starting linebackers are all free agents.
Yeah,
they're older. And more experienced. I do think
you did draft N'Kobe though, and
N'Kobe
Trotter.
And they're precocious. They're doing really well. Devin White is really, you know, like next level leader
and
like
in the draft.
Linebacker who's won a Super Bowl.
Right, and he's picked up on Fangio's defense. I hope all the linebackers get up to par, and you know I'm a huge fan of Fangio, so I think that the defense, I think linebackers are going to excel. I'm not overly concerned with the penetration that we're going to need from the guys.
JB,
up front guys are fine.
Yeah, well, that's going to be, I think, one of the keys for the team this year is how much they can penetrate without blitzing and then how the blitzing works. JB, you got an answer for a team name and a title?
Has anyone said remember the Titans?
Oh, man.
Oh, my
gosh. Another great answer. That is a really good one.
That one's almost like too obvious that it didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Like a team name within a team name.
It's a good one. It's a good. Yeah, you're right. A team name within a team name. It's good work. Let's keep rolling. Let's talk to Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Bruce, hey! Put Bruce back on hold. Come back to Bruce. In the meantime, let's talk to Steve in Downingtown. Hey, Steve.
Oh.
Steve. Can hear the background noise. All right. We're gonna put you on hold there.
Steve.
All right, I'm gonna go to the caller. I know we'll be there. I'm gonna take a shot looking at the board here. I'm gonna say that my guy Gary in Vineland is gonna be ready for me. Gary, are you there? You got to be kidding me. Uh-oh. Gary. Wow, this is incredibly disappointing.
Are we on
I get
you?
The feeling
we're
going to have to get Wecker to
take a look. I the odds that it's three
the
in a row.
Listeners.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do in the meantime. We're going to talk to Devin Caney.
Oh.
Because, Devin, let's talk about some of the great WIP opportunities that people have
you just gave me a heart
to
attack,
bid man. On today. Because, look, we've talked about some amazing Eagles rated stuff, and that is the top tier, top build type stuff. But you can also win some cool opportunities to hang out with us.
Yeah, with some of our WIP talent right here. So, first one sounds like an incredible opportunity. You get four 100-level tickets to a 2024 home Eagles game this season. At the link, and that will be decided by the Eagles Autism Foundation and WIP. You get a meet and greet with the GOAT, Merrill Reese, and Mike Quick in the broadcast booth at the link for you and your three guests. And lastly, you get the opportunity to lead one Eagles chant on air on WIP during the live broadcast at Pepsi Plaza ahead of the game. I mean, what more could an Eagles fan want?
Seriously. And there is, like, let me tell you, when you have led an Eagles chant with lots of people there, there is a real rush to that,
right?
You know?
Yeah, and you need the security of knowing. I mean, look, in Philadelphia, people are always going to chime in, but especially pregame, when you got that crowd, you know you're going to get a lot of cheering. John, you are giving me your resting John face right now.
Right? I think the same way. I'm like, am I? Yeah,
I know. I keep looking really? Over at you.
Why?
I'm like, am I saying
why
something?
Are you looking?
Why are you looking?
I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Don't
stop.
Look at, don't you dare look. I know you're sitting
I'm
across me. Don't look at me.
I'm trying to see Wector.
Yeah.
I am not at, yeah.
I'll just look down.
I'm looking. Yeah. I'm looking at this. And,
who told
and Wector.
You could look at me? All right?
Stop. Stop. Please.
Distracting me. As I'm trying to read this. The current bid for that, by the way. Is just over $1,700.
Which is not, I mean, again, the Merrill and Mike part of this alone, getting to see what they do, getting to talk to Merrill and Mike, all that stuff, like that alone is worth way more than that. What's the other one?
So second one involves this show right here. You get the chance to sit in on the WIP morning show. The day will be selected by WIP and also what works for the winner. You get to sit in and watch Joe and John and all of us do our thing. You get some behind the scenes looks, get to chat with us in the break. Catering provided by Wawa. Current bid for that one is $420. We also got to get that one up.
$420.
Yeah,
wow.
Come on. We got to do way better than that. Honestly, that's like borderline I'm embarrassed for us level. Like, please come hang out with us. I mean, Devin, I'm a friendly guy. I'll make it fun. We can hang out.
We got a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Like we will spend a show really tearing into Joe.
So here's what
I promise I'm not just saying this to get people to bid higher on this. I wish that sometimes we could air the conversations and things that we do during commercial breaks. So if
That's
you get this
point.
Prize, like you can witness the true weirdness of Joe to camera and what we discussed during breaks with Joe, John, James.
I'm happy you brought that up because I will say in the 8 years that the three of us have been together, obviously only a couple in the morning, but the middays prior to that and all that, in my 8 years, by far, I'm talking like 100 times more than any other question I get asked.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I'm at an event, there's someone who asks, hey, is Joe really like that? Is he really like that?
Me too.
Guess what? You can come in and find out for yourself. That's the beautiful thing. That's
there you
the
go.
Beautiful thing. So
wait, I love that. Is hands down every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time I go out, no matter what, someone will say, hey, is he really like that? Guess what? You can find out.
Find out.
All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Fairmount. Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
You did it. He's there. Thank you for being there, my friend.
Good
we
job,
really
Tom.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
Well, I am ready to say the Phillies are back.
Nice.
I have a lot of concerns still, but there is one reason and one reason only that I'm ready to say that, and that is because Bryce Harper is back. And I have never seen such a strong correlation between a team's success and an individual contributor.
Me
the way that
either.
We did with Bryce Harper.
It's so weird, man. And again, it's not even whether Bryce, it's like the mood is based on it, but like it's not about Bryce's play, it's about his attitude and the way it kind of wears off or permeates through the clubhouse. Now, I'm with you. I do think Bryce has been better. He had the big hit the other night. The one thing I will say that I'm still a little concerned about is the power. He just hasn't had it. He's not been hitting the ball super hard.
To Rich,
your point, I agree. 2022, he just like that.
He
so I'm not
able
freaking
to
out.
Time it up properly. Yeah. Like, it really is. It just imagine the Olympics. Imagine an Olympic swimmer getting ready for the Olympic Games. You don't want to time it up so that you're ready to swim your fastest 100 meters at the SeaWorld event a month and a half before the Olympics.
Yeah,
that's
like
where
speed,
we are right
it's
now.
It's like a speed skater.
We're at SeaWorld.
Right behind someone.
Shamu's in the adjacent tank. You don't need to swim fast now. When you need to swim fast is when Bryce will be tuned up and ready to go, hitting his hardest. And I agree with you. The power is not where it needs to be now. The attitude is a lot closer to where it needs to be. That is what is working its way back to where we will be most effective as a team for the postseason.
Tom, you got an answer for the team name and a title, my friend?
Well, I feel like the Mighty Ducks is too obvious. I don't know if anyone said
No, that's a really great answer, actually. Yeah.
It was literally created.
No, that is like the literal answer of the, you know, like the nice job there, Tom. And thanks for being there when we needed you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, pal. Good call. 215-592-9494. One more segment for us to go. We're going to tell you some more about these prizes, these items, where the bids are at, what you can do to get yourself to either hang out with Nick Foles or Jalen Hurts or get yourself to the Super Bowl or many other of these amazing, cool things. Plus, we'll get to the results from our poll. We'll get to your calls on the Phils, answers, team name and a title, and more. One more segment for us. It's the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
I've talked a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Well, today got something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel at any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download America's number one sports book, and you can bet NFL futures, props, and parlays. You know, it's that special time of year. Just exhale. It's fall. It's football. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. This time of year, football feels so right with FanDuel.
Brought to you by Borgata. The Phillies shut out the Astros 5-0 last night, winning their fourth game in a row and taking their second consecutive series for the first time since June. Aaron Nola pitched 7 innings, striking out 6 and walking 1, earning his first win in his last 7 starts. He got run support from Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, and Nick Castellanos broke the game open with his 18th home run of the season in the third.
And the pitch, breaking ball, hammer deep left field. That one is up, and that one is gone. Number 18 for Nick Castellanos. And it's a 3-run home run to break open some breathing room as the Phillies now lead the Astros 4-0.
The Phils will go for the sweep at 4:05 this afternoon with Taiwan Walker on the mound. Earn up to 20 times slot dollar multipliers every Tuesday and Wednesday in August at Borgata. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 97. It's currently 77 degrees. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
It is a lovely day, Joe Actor. It's a great call by you. Eagles Radiothon days today and tomorrow, always a lovely day for you. The opportunity to bid on awesome, awesome items and once-in-a-lifetime experiences, not to mention, again, if you just want to, you know, donate immediately, if you want to put in $1, $5, $10, hit morning, text morning to 53209. You can just donate whatever you can afford, whatever you want. Again, 100% of the donations are invested into innovative autism research and care programs. 100% of the of what you donate will go to the charity. Or if you just want to pay $30 right now, bang, You can donate $30 and get a t-shirt, a Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey. That is so cool. Limited time, available for a limited time. So get on that now. $30, you get that immediately. Super easy. And again, any other donations at radiothon.com. All these items, all the information about them is at radiothon.com. We have Ryan Hammond in again one more time, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. And Ryan, one more time, let's get to one more item we haven't maybe talked about here. What else could
the sleeper
talk? The sleeper,
yeah,
you
the
had
sleeper.
Me at, that's good, you had me at sleep, because that's something I'm very invested in these days. Talk about the sleeper. What's the sleeper?
Yeah, so I think it's only fitting when we're thinking about birthdays coming up. Ooh. Parties, celebrations. I think the sleeper right now is the party with the Lombardi Trophy in the Eagles locker room.
Well, that's
that you
cool.
get to rent out the space for 30 guests with catering. I
wow.
mean, where can you get not only the locker room with the trophy on display for photo ops and catering? Like, you just can't do it. And it's at $4,800 right now. So I think if it's your kid's birthday,
that's
I think
what I was just thinking.
If
like,
we want to crowds fund from our listeners to celebrate
oh,
John,
a little John
and then maybe
Richard
have
party there.
And then have a lottery to like pick who
Ooh,
comes to John's party.
Love this idea.
I just think, like, again, for $4,800, and it's a $30,000 value.
Wow.
Because, again, like, just to rent the locker room is like $25,000. And then on top of it, you have catering, which catering's expensive in
yeah,
the stadium.
Yeah, it is. And again, this is you get to be the parent of a lifetime
this
if you did
Eagles
this for your kid.
At the
Eagles?
Care
no,
or
at the stadium.
At the
so
stadium.
This is where they play.
Yeah,
this is Sunday every.
It's
every
the sacred
game,
space.
They're getting ready all day.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
every day. This is their home base. Like, this is where it all goes down.
Yeah,
and you get to rent it out and party and have a
the Lombardi. By the way, no
Lombardi
big deal.
Trophy.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow. Really. So, what did you say the bidding
that's
was
so
at?
Personal.
So, we're at $4,800.
That's outrageous.
$30,000
yeah,
value.
This should be way, 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 way above that. Get
retirement, like, birthday,
right now,
John's birthday.
Right now,
yeah.
It's
I'm in
right.
for John's birthday, but imagine
you know,
if you got it for your
there.
Kid, you'd be
Guys.
The coolest parent.
Well, that's
of all
what
time.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you a parent out there, you
coolest
could get this for
all time.
Your kid and 29 of their friends, or, you know, 25 and family and a couple friends, whatever you want to do. Bring a couple of your friends, then the kids, whatever you want to do. But you like this is something like your kid will never. Ever forget it and think that you are the coolest parent who ever lived. Like, this is a really
I mean,
neat
we'll
thing.
Put your name on the video board.
That.
We'll walk out to the field and see your name in lights. You know, there are things we can do here
so
at the studio.
This is amazing stuff. Get on the bidding now. Again, you can bid at all these items at eaglesradiothon.com. Ryan, we'll continue to talk to you throughout the day and obviously tomorrow.
Yeah.
Time to get in. But again, it's
but
only
we're seeing
today
listeners. They're donating with the text to give. We're seeing shirts. We sold 100 of them during the course of the show.
Awesome.
Our bids continue to increase with different items, you know. Having a lot of activity. Devin's success over here. Her item keeps going up. So,
yeah. Meet and greet with Merrill and Mike Quick has now gone up to $2,000.
That's awesome. So, and I believe we got a bid on the show. We are now up to seven something or something.
Oh,
so
wow.
Not too bad.
Love that for us.
Let's keep it rolling. We can do better. We can do better. And again, the beautiful thing, whatever money you are spending, 100% of it is going to the charity to help fund research into autism. Ryan said it before. We're all touched by someone with autism. We have all dealt with that. So it is a really great charity. And then on top of that, you get to have these unbelievable experiences. It's a win-win for everyone. So get involved now. EaglesRadiothon.com. Ryan, thank you. We'll talk to you again a little later, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Get involved now. One more time at the end of the show. We'll continue to let you know some of these awesome, awesome experiences that you can bid on. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. Calls till then. Let's talk to our buddy Black Gritty. What up, Bo? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
It is a lovely day, PD, baby mama, Slim Richie. I don't know what it is, but it is a lovely day. Richie.
What's up, man?
Forget them kids. I'm talking about one of the best ladies' nights available. That thing was awesome.
You ain't wrong.
The best ladies' night available. You ain't got to go to Vegas. You go right here to the Lake of Philadelphia. Forget them kids. The kids get everything. They get Christmas. They got birthdays. If you're out there, you got a guy who's trying to take a trip to somewhere that's nice and all, you ain't got to get on no plane. Oh, man, that thing sounds lovely. But my name is like, if you're listening to me and my friend, we got to get our money together, okay? We got to get our money together, Richard. That sounds like a great time. But, yeah,
it
whatever
sure does,
going
man.
On, whatever's going on with the show, PD, whatever's going on, baby mama, is keeping the Phillies winning. So whatever it is, don't let it change. I don't know what the difference is. It just feels like a vibe. I mean, thank you, Bryce, for choosing me, but we got to do it for the city, guys. We can't change the flow and the energy. It's not me saying it. It's the Phillies doing it, okay? We're getting ready for Red October. We're heating back up again. We're getting these Georgia W's wrapped up in a row, and it feels so good. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel better? With the thing on our heels, you know that thing that's coming up, baby mama? You know that thing's coming?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Ba, 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 ba.
Da, 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 da-dun, da-dun, da, 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 da.
What's happening right now? What are what's
Monday night
NFL music? Come on, Devin.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't.
It's a little crazy.
There's like 92 songs we can pop up. It's still there. We got to work up every day. We got to play a different theme song. Come on, baby, it's coming. So we're all excited and happy right now. But don't change nothing. I don't know what it is. I didn't do it. But don't change it. Yeah, I mean, we got to keep the mojo going. Now, ask me for my answer. I don't even know if it qualifies, but I'm trying to reach out the box because it's late and somebody took the Mighty Ducks. That was the best answer. I don't know if I get to put it on the winner. But that's
how I was gonna put it on what the you winner. Got, oh? What's your answer?
The Dream Team. You know what I'm saying? As we're called a Dream
the
Team.
Hold on. What's the there's no team.
WNBA.
The
Dream Team, didn't they play in the Olympics?
What team is named the Dream? Is that I didn't say WNBA. I said NBA, MLB, NHL, and NFL.
Michael Jordan was on it. Larry Bird. There's a whole bunch of NBA players on the Dream.
No, I get it. That's...
Hey, look, stop questioning me. I
love you.
I don't have the camera talking today. I didn't want questions.
Yeah, that's true. We should just go with it.
I love you. Great.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Okay, the time.
Thank you. Owen.
Go Birds.
Okay, wait. Well, first of all, there is a WNBA team called the Atlanta Dream. That is not what he meant.
No,
and
it's not.
He should have just rolled with it. But
yeah,
we should count that to be fair, because we should include a professional.
We should. But again,
but
I said
that we were only including.
I said the four leagues.
Football.
I mean, there's professional.
Well, no one's giving.
But there's
it.
MLS. There's a bunch of sports leagues in America that I've included. I'm just talking about the four biggest. Like it is what it is. Like. You know, I'm talking about, we have to draw the line somewhere, and I made the rules, those four leagues.
Wow.
What it is.
You just pulled a Joe to camera.
Wow, to camera.
Because those aren't, we
hard
made that very clear at the beginning.
Rules.
You can't just start,
must be
like,
the chair.
I said you can't, yeah, you can't just come in and be like, start talking about, like, the Arsenal or some crap, you know, like,
do you feel like you're coming down with the touch of
the Joe's?
Luddite?
No, I don't know. I don't.
Like, what is Joe? A touch of.
Hold on, no, because that has nothing to do with Ludditeness. I mean, it's not like I didn't know something that I should know, like a technological advancement that happened 40 years ago that I still never heard of.
What would you call what Joe has? You're coming down with a touch of
exactism, or you know, like being too particular or something, or being too like, what's the word? It has to be
rigid.
Rigid's a good word. Yeah, yes. That's what I would say.
Yeah, rigid.
But no, I'm being a stickler for the rules here. I'm caring about all the people.
Dictatorship.
I'm caring about. Here's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fine. Let's go with that. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying someone could have called in at 7:10 and thought, you know what? I have such a good answer, but it's a WNBA answer. I can't use that because these are the rules of the contest that they set up.
That's
and
fair.
Now someone calls later and was like, well, why don't we just count it?
Look.
Then the person who's listening before was like, I wanted to use something from this that I didn't get to use. So I'm saying I got to keep it fair. See what I did there? That was pretty good.
I get
it. Pretty good. Thank you.
When you explain it like that, it makes
sense. It's unassailable, really, the way you did that.
Felt really good about it when I came out with it. So
I thought at first we were saying like, oh no, WNBA doesn't count because they don't count as like
elite. No.
I get what you're saying. We did lay down the rules and didn't include
it. All right, I love it. WNBA is on the come up. Let me tell you. I mean, you know, we're
they are. And BG, look what you started. Oh my God. Calls it once in like 6 months and starts his debate.
It's what he always does. I love Black Gritty. Let's talk to our guy Chuck from Mount Airy. We go from one legendary caller to another legendary caller. What up, Chucky?
Oh, Celts, you're too kind, man. Celts, John.
I'm not too kind. Hold on, Chuck. Chuck. Bryce Harper hit a home run for you, all right? That's not too kind. Own it. You're a legendary caller.
Hey, man, you know what? From your mouth to a guy's ears, blessed. Yeah, that's how I look at it, man.
Love it.
What's up, Dez? How you doing? Hey, John, what's going on?
Hi, Chuck.
How's everybody? I'm doing wonderful here. Doing good. Hey, listen. I didn't go take too much of your time. I got a word for you, Seltzer. You know, you've been anal. How about that? Anal. Yeah, very anal.
I don't know about that. But, you know, all right. Let's go with it.
That's that's Joe the cameras, though.
You know he is. You know, Joe has a bit of that. I agree.
Yeah, he's a little anal. But I mean, listen.
Now, on so many levels. I mean, think about what you said there. Think about the bidet.
Oh,
I mean, like,
no!
You can really take this.
Multiple meanings.
Yeah.
So I'm happy you brought that up, Chuck, just real quick, because I will say that I did get we got an AMA question that didn't get asked, but I wanted to at least shout out. Jack the Mike on Twitter said, be honest, is the hammer out today because of a Tickle Tuesday mishap? So I guess it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Washed out Wednesday.
All right, Chuck, what you got, man? That's good.
Hey, listen, I was just thinking, right? I said that the Phillies were done, right? I might have spoke too soon because I forgot that they had a player that wears number 3 on their team.
There it is.
Greatest baseball player in the world right now. To me, it is. If Power was not there, Power would be back in October, trust me. I don't know what's going on with that, but he's such a fighter, and he is the leader of this team. I know people say Schwarber and all this. Schwarber's a good player, and he's a big part of the locker room.
You know,
but this team,
Chuck, I'm gonna have to disagree with you, man. I wish Bryce was a better leader. I think he's an incredible player. I think what we've seen lately is he needs to learn to be better at, you know, figuring out his emotions and how they impact his teammates. I think that'll go a long way toward making the Phillies a better team when the playoffs roll around.
Well, he's not a finished product, John.
Totally the case. I agree with you. But I think he's an incredible player. He's not yet the incredible leader that we need him to be. And I'm hoping that he's figuring that part out.
Well, I mean, like I say, he's not a finished product. He has a lot of work to do when it comes to leading a baseball team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as fighting out of this slump, this is a big slump.
Yeah.
And to be able to fight out of this slump the way that he has and the team follows, that's a leader. You know what I'm saying? See, the thing about it is, right, it'll be a little biblical what you hear, right? When God led Moses out of the wilderness, right, it wasn't that Moses wanted to do everything God asked him to do, but he did it. You know, and the thing about it is he had trials doing it, but he did it. And Bryce is no different. He's going to have trials doing it. He's going to have to learn as years go on and time go on how to be a great leader. And that's coming. But the fact of the matter is he's leading us out of this slump. And that's all you can ask for.
Chuck, you just very well analogized Bryce Harper and Moses as leading us. Like that was brilliant, my friend.
I need Bryce to part the red October.
That's what I'm saying. Bryce, let's go, buddy. No high bar for you. You are our Moses. Yeah, it's good. I love it.
Absolutely.
Chuck, that's great.
That's what Bryce is, man.
Phenomenal.
I'm telling you, man, if we win a championship, it's going to be on the back of Bryce Harper.
See, that's why you're a legendary caller, Chuck. That was beautiful, Chuck.
I appreciate it, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you ain't too bad yourself.
I try, brother.
I try.
Thanks, man.
You need a show, brother.
Thanks, man. Chuck, you got an answer for us, a team name and a title?
I do. It's one of my favorite movies from Sylvester Stallone. It's a very underrated movie. Nobody really talks about it, but put Billy Dee Williams in Nighthawks.
Nighthawks, Atlanta Hawks. That works. That's a good one. I had not thought of Nighthawks. That is an underrated movie.
I have not.
Feels like
seen
a Joe Wechter special right there.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I know it. I knew it. Like I was 100% sure. I didn't need to ask. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's see what we got today with Time's Yours.
Hey, as a fan base, we really don't give Nola enough love. Great outing tonight, and Casty is really starting to hit the ball hard. Good job, Casty, but I do want to say for real, good, great job, Nola, for going.
Yeah, he's definitely right. I mean, that coming out last night, the big takeaway for me is Nola was awesome.
Hey, but we have Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, like three nights
and
in a row.
And Christopher, I feel good about Sanchez,
really
too. I really do.
Christopher Sanchez, we have a plan in place to keep him healthier. Like, it just feels good.
I agree, yeah.
Sitting here having this Red Bull, and it's really not doing anything. And then Lauren calls in, and woo! He's like, he's getting my veins. I need that woman to call in every single morning. Let's go, Phillies. Let's go, Birds. Let's go, Philadelphia!
That
we
was
do.
Awesome, awesome Times Yours call right there. We do. Like, so for those who missed it, we had Lauren on around 7 a.m. And like she was jacked
as
out
she said,
of my,
I swear
shot
all three of us
cannon
just perked up.
Yeah,
like,
we were
whoa
like, whoa, hey now, Lauren. Yeah, Lauren, we could definitely, you can keep calm, Lauren. That's good stuff.
Hey, guys, I'm just looking at the list of things to bid on in this auction, and I can't find the one where you can bid on an opportunity to go visit Joe's apartment on Pickle Tuesday and try out the bidet. If you can tell me where to find that, I'd really like to try it. I can't even keep a straight face on here.
Great times yours today. That was fantastic. And the fact that he told us that he had his buddies over and that they all had a go.
Yeah, they all took a turn.
Like, is just, like, I don't,
why?
Like, why? Thank you, Devin. There's one word that
he
just in, like,
tell
shining
us where
lights.
He goes when
why?
He takes days off, yeah, but then he'll tell us information.
He might be having
like
a freaking bidet party at his house.
Probably
what do we
is
know? With that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I still haven't been to his apartment.
I know.
I've never been inside his apartment.
Well,
he's lived in the same place.
Yes, yes.
The whole time we've been doing
the
midday show and the morning show. So we're talking going back to 2016.
To be fair, has he ever been in your house?
He's invited him. And yes, he has. Didn't he early on? Was he on early? I don't know.
I don't know.
But regardless, here's what I'll say. Like, think about it this way, okay? Like, you've never been to his house. I've been to his house one time to help him move in.
I dropped him off.
I actually helped him move his, like, couch in and stuff.
Why?
Not all of it. Yeah, because I'm an idiot. I was 9 years ago.
Because nice,
I'm very nice.
Because he asked.
Yes.
You.
Wow.
Because
he asked, and I helped him move. Yeah. And I didn't, like, it was, like, all his stuff, but, like, a couple things. I helped move, like, a couple pieces of furniture in or whatever. I was like, all right.
I can't imagine he's good at moving.
No, no. But, you know, like, the point is, like, I'd rather not have been there, is the point.
Of course.
Yeah, moving is the worst.
Right.
Or I could just go and, you know, check it out.
I can't tell you how many times in my life I've been asked to do the moving thing. It goes all the way back to like being on a football team in high school. You probably had this, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a football team. Your coach asks you, hey, guys, so-and-so is moving. Hey, the social studies teacher is moving. Let's get the football team over there to help.
Oh,
it really is.
All
like,
kinds of stuff like that.
Every year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, I was summertime. I was moving, folks.
Yep.
It was a nice thing.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was also a lot of moving.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the I think there's a certain age like where you get to, and Joe was past that age at this point, where you ask your friends to help you move, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a certain point where you're like, I will never even if I can't afford as much, I will pay money rather than burden my friend to, you know, Joe had no problem.
That's a great point right there.
Yeah.
He should not have asked.
Of course not. Let's be honest. All right. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, you probably didn't even think about not asking. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. John, how do you think the voting results came out? Are the Phillies back? ASB, no. How do you think it came out today?
I know everyone wants to believe it. I think there's still a majority who are hesitant. So it's going to be a slight majority. Like, 46% will say the Phillies are back.
So it's the other way around, and a little bit more, even 65%.
Wow.
Say the Phillies are. I was shocked by that.
Good.
I am so with you. I expect it to be 50-50-ish. Like
I
right
do feel like there's a real reservation. Mm-hmm. There's a real concern. No one wants to get burned here. We're being cautious.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating. All right. One more reminder for us today. Again, all day at the station, Eagles Radiothon, eaglesradiothon.com to donate. You'll be hearing about awesome items throughout the day. Devontae Smith is going to join the midday show to tell them and you about his item. Nick Sirianni, among others, will be on with the afternoon show to talk about his item. But again, in case you missed it, if you go to eaglesradiothon.com, some of the amazing items that you can bid on, a Super Bowl experience where you get to go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, all expenses paid with the two tickets to the game, round trip, close class tickets, three nights hotel, dinners with other Eagles guests, awesome, awesome stuff, ground transfer to and from the game, Super Bowl tickets, obviously, awesome stuff there. You've got a chance to meet and greet with Nick Foles the night he officially announces his retirement with the Eagles, the night of the Monday game, night game against Atlanta. Spend the night with Nick Foles, what a thrill. You can spend a day with Jalen Hurts, Devin and I, every time I bring this up, we look at each other. We're like, I want that.
I wish I could been on that.
Desperately.
Honestly.
I just want to get inside that head, know what's going on.
You have to sign an NDA, though.
Well, that we found that out of Big Dom. That is a beautiful thing. Ryan Hammond tells us that if you win the day with Big Dom, that you actually have to sign an NDA with the Eagles legal department, meaning that
you're like, going to get some info.
That's the point. Yeah. Meaning that Dom's going to tell you things because he knows you legally
cannot repeat them. Much, he doesn't know what he can and can't tell you.
That's exactly right. It's amazing. Play a round of golf with Saquon Barkley, a Philly special Christmas. You get to hang out with Mylotta, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce for the Christmas album. All that cool stuff, plus WIP experiences as well. The pregame show, hang out with Merrill and Mike, see how they do their thing. And you can come in and hang out with us a day. Come out, hang in the show. I promise you, if you bid on that, we will make it a super fun, awesome day. All right, let's turn to, before we get out of here, we're looking for the best team name in a title. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you got an answer for us?
How about Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's a really clever answer.
Great answer.
Very clever. I like the use of really the new like team name there. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you got an answer? Bruce, you there, buddy? Bruce. Tough day for Bruce on the phones.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Bruce.
We finally heard you, buddy. What do you got?
Oh, no. 1 point, and then I'll give you my answer. Is that okay?
No. Bruce, we're up against it, man. I got a break in a second. I need your answer.
Hang up on me because I want to get the Kelsey thing for donation. Buy it. My answer?
Yeah, we can't hear you. You're going in and out. Your phone is not great. What's your answer, Bruce?
Get it. It's from the movie from 1939, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, the Washington Wizards. Bruce! Great answer. Did Bruce just win at the last second there? All right, let's go through the answers.
Wow. Bruce might have just like come in and
get on the air.
Yeah.
All right, our answers today, the best ones, Benny and the Jets, Star Wars, Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, Red October, Eye of the Tiger, Remember the Titans, Mighty Ducks, and then I think Wizard of Oz there. I think it's Wizard of Oz or Mighty Ducks. I think it might be Wizard of Oz. Lion King's another good
Guardians.
Answer because it's a double too.
I like Guardians and Wizard.
Okay.
Guardians.
I think
Guardians are honestly really good.
I really enjoy Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not close to the level of Wizard of Oz or of some of these other things for what it's worth. I think it's a cool use of Guardians as a team name. But I mean, I think between those two, it's Wizard of Oz, clearly.
Yeah. Bruce.
Good. Bruce.
Give it to Bruce.
Bruce hangs. He gets the win at the end there. So there you go, Bruce. All that hanging was worth it. All right, we got to get out of here. Again, Eagles Radiothon all day today and then tomorrow. Get involved now, EaglesRadiothon.com. Tomorrow we will have more items to talk about, and we'll be back. More guests, the whole thing. Richie, for Devin, for Joe Ector, I'm James Seltzer. Thank you for listening to the WIP Morning Show. Keep it here, the midday show. Hugh and Joe, got you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.